Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Cindy worked in public diplomacy. She's a former IDF spokesperson, and she also, it appears, writes blogs and articles for the Times of Israel, because I came across an article of hers, a remarkable article that says, at first, none of us were Ashkenazi or Sephardi, and I thought, let's deal with it. Let's deal with this topic at long last. Cindy, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you for having me.
So I read your article, and a part of me got quite sad, because I thought if ever there is a ridiculous, stupid prejudice, it is this prejudice between Ashkenazi and Sephardi. It makes no sense to me at all. I don't understand it. Maybe it's easy because I grew up in South Africa in a fully Ashkenazi community. I don't know. Your experience, though, was different. Talk to me.
For sure. So I grew up, I grew up in France, and I moved to Canada when I was about 6. And in France, it's predominantly Sephardic community. And my parents are from Italo-Tunisian and Turkish roots. So I grew up sort of in an Ashkenazi community as well once I was in Canada. And I sort of grew up with this in France. Like I said in the article, I never heard of the word Sephardi or Ashkenazi in my life. And all of a sudden, when I arrived in Canada, all of a sudden, you know, I was sort of, oh, where are you from? Who are you? Why are you doing it this way? And that's not, you know, Judaism, and that's weird, and we don't say it like that, and we don't do it like that. So I was faced with a lot of quote unquote internal racism within our community, and it was very hard for me at first, and I sort of had to learn how to grow and how to, you know, put our differences aside to unite ourselves.
Completely insane. I read an article pretty recently, somebody saying the very terms themselves need to be debated, because here we are as Jews choosing the two nations which gave us the hardest time throughout history and identifying ourselves accordingly. So either Sephardim from Spain or Ashkenazim from Germany, and the whole categorization itself seems completely insane.
For sure, for sure. I mean, like I said in the article at the beginning, none of us were either or, we were just Jews. And I think a lot of the times we sort of forget that, because we're very proud of where we're from and our countries and our culture, and that's super important. I'm very proud to, you know, from of where I come from, but at the end of the day, I come from Judea, and that's very clear.
Were you ever, well, I suppose you've said yes, but I'm just wondering to what extent you were made to feel like a second-class Jew because you were Sephardic.
So there was a few things, and just to name some, I was told that my alachot were not Jewish, that they didn't exist. I was told that, you know, there was no such thing. The things that I ate or the things that I sort of, my traditions weren't real. A lot of the time I was, you know, I think a lot of Sephardim are more traditional, and they're less black and white. So, you know, I didn't do everything in terms of on the religious spectrum, but I did some. And so I was treated as a completely non-religious person, even though I am religious, based on the way that I think some of the Ashkenazi community saw me. And I was judged a lot for those traditions, and it was very sad. It's very unfortunate.
Cindy, hasn't this problem by and large gone away? I mean, if we look at Israeli history in the 60s and we look at the Black Panthers and the very significant divisions within the society, and then we look at what happened after Menachem Begin, and you look at Israel today, where, you know, the Sephardim have won. We eat Sephardi food, we listen to Sephardi music, and we marry Sephardis. Isn't it like gone and finished?
So although I think in my personal opinion that we've made extreme progress, and thank God now in Israel, you know, when you ask someone, are you Sephardi or Ashkenazi, a lot of time they'll just say, I'm Israeli. And I appreciate that. You know, I think that's really nice. And yes, you're right in terms of culture, in terms of foods. I mean, Israel and Mizrahim and Sephardim make up the majority of the population in Israel.
I'm just laughing. Sorry, I'm interrupting you, but I'm just thinking, like, who would possibly choose gefilte fish instead of dag Morokai? why would you ever do that?
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
But Sedek, you don't know. Exactly. Sorry, I interrupted you. Continue.
No worries. But I do think there is some still underlining things, such as, for example, schools especially in the Haredi world and religious world, that is very, that still has some of those prejudices, unfortunately. And I mean, I've been faced here as well with some prejudices, but I do agree that it is getting better. And I think that we should continue on that path. And I'm very excited to be able to help continue on that path and, you know, mend the bridge.
It was one of my biggest shocks arriving in Israel early in the 80s, hearing certain, oh gosh, so embarrassing to even admit it, but Polish family members being really quite racist about it, honestly believing that they were superior in some way. And I don't know if it was because of the types of Aliyah that might have come from Morocco or Yemen, where the societies were just different. But what gives one the right to think that you're superior to somebody else just because you're different? Something I just don't understand. I'm assuming you're going to agree with me on that.
Right. And I agree with you in terms of, you know, as Jews, we know all too well what it's like to be discriminated. So why are we doing that within our own internal communities?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. The one thing that really does give me hope is that, I've seen the progression, and I had hoped that, this would be a thing of the past. I think that's why your article jumped out at me. I was kind of surprised to see it now. Had it been 10 years ago, it would have made some kind of sense, but I just thought, but I don't have your lived experience. So clearly it's still alive.
Yes. I mean, I'm very involved in the online community as well. The, you know, sort of J Twitter, all that good stuff. The Jewish online community. And I wrote the article because I saw a lot of rift, between them, and basically people were tearing each other apart. And it wasn't just Ashkenazi against Sephardi, it was also Mizrahi against Sephardi and Sephardi against different types of Sephardi. And I was thinking to myself, I mean, this is completely ridiculous. We have so many problems. And yes, we've all faced, you know, myself included, I faced a lot of internal racism, but we need to get over this. We have to work together.
It is interesting that you're a country who's gone to the polls three times. You're about to go back to a fourth. Do you think that this Ashkenazi-Sephardi divide is part of the issue and that this deadlock continues to prevail?
Your question again?
My question was, do you think that the Ashkenazi-Sephardi divide, and I hate even acknowledging it and calling it that, but you think that adds to the deadlock in Israeli politics, which has caused you now to go back to elections for the fourth time?
Yes, I actually do believe that it matters. I think because a lot of it is culture based and a lot of it is mentality. So you know, those who were raised Ashkenazi have also a different mentality than those who were raised Mizrahi. And I think that clashes sometimes. And you know, Israelis are they have a lot of heat, a lot of fire, and they like to fight quite a bit. So that gets into, and every divide in Israeli society gets in the middle of politics, you know, whether it be that the Ashkenazi-Sephardi divide or the religious and secular. Unfortunately, that's, you know, it's all part of the politics here.
Sandy, we're going to leave it there because we're out of time. I want to thank you for talking to me this afternoon, but I do want to leave this afternoon just reading the last couple of lines of your article where you say, so don't call me a Jew of color, a Mizrahi Jew, a Sephardic Jew, an Ashkenazi Jew, this style of Jew or that type of Jew. Call me a Jew. Ask me about my traditions and I'll gladly tell you. Tell me about yours and I'll happily listen. Together, this is the only way we will unite the Jewish world. Thank you for writing that really inspiring article, Cindy, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.